13% of office workers say that if they really wanted their company to replace their old computer with a new one, the quickest way to make something happen is to...
kick it.
Drop it.
Do something to the computer that breaks it. So breaking their computer. So all of you are right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You have to be careful how you do it, though. The coffee thing could get you in trouble if you do it too often. I mean, spilling coffee in the computer once might not get you fired, but if it's like the third time, they're probably not going to let you drink coffee anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to find a way to sabotage it without actually them being able to trace it. That's why I sell this handy USB plug-in kit that runs 120 volts into the USB port and fries your motherboard.
Oh, there you go.
You could just look for Himalayan furniture, right?
That's a virus. Then they just redo your hard disk.
Yes. Be careful how you spell that. I was looking for some Himalayan furniture. But I guess you could put like a pencil in one of the fans.
I don't know if that'll work.
But then it'll make it like heat up, right? I'm not a computer expert.
Yeah, that's not going to do it quickly.
Okay.
It might not even do it at all, depending on how hard your computer's working.
Well, I know that this keyboard right here is very sticky.
Don't touch that keyboard.
Yeah, it's very sticky. So someone has spilt some coffee and soda. Yikes. And all kinds of stuff over there. When your finger sticks to, like, the M button.
But that doesn't make any difference. You might get a new keyboard then, right, but that doesn't mean you'll get a new computer.
Any other ways to sabotage our computers, Tom?
Well, static electricity is your friend.
Okay, that's good.
But you need to get the right spot. So you probably need to get around behind the computer where all that little sensitive-looking stuff is.
Okay.
Rub your feet together really fast on the carpet, and then try to make sparks fly whenever you touch the computer. That could get you a new computer, but do a backup first.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't that hurt you?
No, just that same as like when you get out of a car and it shocks you.
Okay. Oh. Well, 20% said they'd take their computer to a store and trade it in for a new one, then tell the boss or their IT department about it and what they did.
Why?
I guess they really need a fast computer.
Wow, that's a good way to pay for a computer.
I know, it's a gamble.
Being honest?
No.
About sabotage?
No, they take the computer out, they go to the store, replace it, and say, hey, I had to get a new computer. And then the boss is going to say, well, good for you, instead of reimbursing you for the computer.
Oh. Okay.
7% of the people said they would try buying parts and upgrading the computer themselves.
Okay.
So that's you geeky people out there. Well, people like Tom. I tell you, Tom's brought a fan in here before. Like one of those little computer fans and replaced it.
But that was just a fan. It was like a $5 piece. I wouldn't go out and buy like a motherboard or a GPU and put it in.
Right.
That costs too much money. I'm not doing that for them.
Heidi brought a couple fans in. They just sat in the corner and clapped.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. We had fun.
Yeah. Yay! Do the news, Heidi!
Yay!
We need more of those.
Okay. They added up, they say that... almost half of workers think that the best way to get a new computer at work is by taking care of things themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 37% of the people said they'd go about things by the book. They'd actually fill out the request form and take it to the management department and do all that.
That's how we would do it here.
No.
I would actually try to break it. I just hadn't figured out how yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that electric thing I've been trying, so far I mostly just shocked my finger a bunch.
Right. But, I don't think we do it by the book here. Mm-hmm. I mean, because every time we ask, they're like, well, we're going to get a new one soon.
Yeah.
We're going to get something new soon.
You know why they tell us that?
Why?
So we won't break it in the meantime.
Okay.
Because they know that if they told me it was going to be 2 years before they replaced my computer, I will find a way to ruin that computer before
then. That's not. That's just not right. That's like your kids at home saying, I want a new computer, Dad, and you don't give it to them, and then they sabotage the computer at home.
No, when you can't do your job at work because your computer isn't able to keep up, and you get a new computer through whatever means you choose, you're doing the company a favor.
Yeah. Yeah, and Heidi, you complain about your computer all the time.
I know it.
I mean, it is, and the reason why is you need to break it.
I'll break it for you the right price. I'm going to see if we can try to stop the fan the way you told us to.
Okay. Oh.
We need a pencil, though, to stick in it. Did you have one or a pen?
Oh, my goodness.
God, that's awful. We're going to get in trouble.
If you are listening, we were not here. Okay?
I saw Heidi. Yeah. It's her computer.
Yeah, I know. No.
Y'all don't tell on us, really. Really. We need this new computer.